Harry and Tommy are about to pick up your arvo with stacks of fun. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Tuesday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
Happy Tuesday, everybody. How are you going?
Happy Tuesday. I'm feeling pretty good because...
What's that? Sorry, did you say you want more of my little quiz cards that I brought you yesterday?
Definitely.
Is that what I heard you say?
Well, I didn't...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did I hear you also say, I hope you made an opener for it, because I did.
It's Carrie Bigmore's... This is how we do it. 90s trivia card game that she found while she was cleaning out her study.
You were very good at it yesterday.
This is how we quiz it.
Oh,
we'll add it to the opener for next
time.
We'll
make it for tomorrow.
I was going to say next week. Glad I didn't do
it. Oh, mate, this is a daily benchmark. Which singer won a Grammy for his 1991 version of When a Man Loves a Woman?
I got no idea.
Oh, you were so good at this yesterday.
Yeah, I got no idea.
What do you think, Son?
I feel like it's Peebo Bryson.
Nah. 13, 1060, if you know. Callers can get involved too.
Did someone just make up two
Peebo
words?
Bryson.
Is that Peebo Willison?
Bryson.
Who's Peebo Bryson?
Peebo.
It's like you just added a syllable onto the name Bryce.
I know.
He's an R&B artist. I feel like he did some good work with Janet Jackson.
He did some good work.
I know. So hey, Janet, you doing that duet with Peebo?
Oh, the callers have gone off. They all know the answer to which singer won a Grammy
Peebo Bryson
for his 1991 version of When a Man Loves a Woman. We'll get back to that in a minute.
You part of the Peebo posse?
Oh, Nikki. Nikki. How are you, Nikki?
Good.
Nikki.
How are you, Carrie?
Yes. Nikki, do you know who Peebo Bryson is?
I do. Yes.
Is it a real person?
I don't think it's him, though.
Okay.
I think. And I'm 37, so come on. I reckon it was Michael Bolton, wasn't it?
Oh, Nikki.
Well done.
Give Nikki a present, yes.
$100 cash.
While you're there with us, Nikki, I've got another question for you, Nikki.
Jesse's wallet.
Which band, this is to keep savings. Your $100 cash.
Oh, wow.
She giveth and she taketh away.
Wow.
Which band released the album Smash in 1994?
Oh, come on, Nikki.
Oh.
Can I help Nikki?
Yeah, you can be on Nikki's team. Smash.
Do you want some help, Nikki?
Smash.
Get it wrong and I take the money away.
Oh, Nikki, do you want it?
No.
Yeah.
Yes!
Great.
Nikki,
yes!
Got it.
Great work.
All right, one more for you, Tommy.
Yes.
Or does Mandy want to get involved?
What are you just going to say?
Let's get Mandy involved.
Nikki?
What?
You didn't want Nikki's streak to continue?
Oh, no, I mean, Nikki can keep going if she wants, but she risks losing her money.
Why keep making a hang-up motion to Jesse?
I just wanted you to partake in one.
Yeah, give me one.
Okay. Hootie and the Blowfish's debut single, Hold My Hand, featured backing vocals by who?
Oh, God, is it Peebo Bryson?
David Crosby.
Oh, that was fun. Nikki, would you have known that one?
I did know that one.
Sorry, Nick.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy.
Driving you home, the Savo. It's Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I like to think... that most of the time, I'm not too bad a parent, yeah?
You're a great mum.
That's what I thought.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, if I was being honest, I nail it most of the time.
You do. Swear a lot in front of them.
I'm a hot mess most of the time, let's be honest. But when it comes to certain things, I've never thought there was a problem, right? And this morning I discovered I've been doing something for years that Ollie has not liked, but he's never told me. I don't know if he didn't want to be have the uncomfortable conversation, whether he was worried it would hurt my feelings. But we noticed, because he's got this birthday account where all of his birthday money goes in.
Yeah.
We noticed that he was draining it really quickly. Do you remember you gave him cash for his birthday?
Yeah, he was meant to give that to you to buy him the computer game.
Anyway, he's got it in his account.
I mean, I shouldn't. That was done by me.
Oh, you gave him way too much cash for
a
14-year-old.
Well, it's an expensive game. No, that was meant to go to you.
You just handed him 50s. Like, how many did you give him?
I said, give this to your mum.
Like $200 or something.
I said, give this to your mum and she can put the game on.
What a roundabout way to give a gift. Here, give this to your mum so that she can buy the present from me.
Anyway, it all went in his account. Everyone gave him cash and he got a sweet deal of cash for his birthday. Yeah. But we've noticed he's been draining it a lot lately at school. And we thought, what's he buying? And we discovered that he was really sinking some cash in at the canteen.
Is he?
And this morning I had a chat with him and I was like, buddy, you don't need to be using your money all the time at the canteen. Like, why aren't you eating your lunch? You can have canteen once a week or whatever. But
yeah.
And he's like, yeah. Oh. And I said, do you not like your lunch? He said, sometimes I just don't want a ham cheese sandwich. And I've been making ham cheese sandwiches since he was three.
I mean, because I don't think this is on you. I got the same sandwiches my whole time at school.
But why am I giving him the same sandwich? Then he proceeded to tell me the options of things I could possibly make him. He said, you know, I said, what are you buying there? And he said, hash browns. I'm like, well, I can't make you a hash brown for school. And
he said, buying hash browns.
Yes. I mean,
yum.
Expensive hash browns, I might add.
What do you mean? How much are a hash browns?
I don't know. Sometimes he's dropping $20 a lunch. He's I don't know what the price of canteens are anymore, but it was never $20 back in the day for me.
No. $1.20, potato cake and a roll,
there
cheese and sauce.
Yeah. No. Not anymore. Then he says, I wouldn't mind sometimes maybe some sushi. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'd get you some sushi.
And but then you're just buying lunch.
Yeah, but $2 for a sushi roll versus $10 at the canteen.
You're going to give him one sushi roll? The kid who's 6'8". The biggest person in your house. Here you go. Have half a hand roll. And only have one of those little soy sauces, which is barely enough for one hand
roll. Then he said, and this is the time when I honestly felt so mortified, because he said, you could make me say a chicken roll with some lettuce and tomato. Like, I hadn't thought that I could make him a chicken roll with lettuce and tomato. It's so like, not even like he was asking for something fancy. Just, Mum, can you make me something other than ham and cheese a sandwich every single day? And then he said, and this is a bit where I really felt sad, he said, maybe something... Something other than Tiny Teddy's morning tea. He's 14 and I'm still giving him Tiny Teddy's.
He's 14 and huge. He could barely get his hands in that tiny little packet for a speck of a teddy.
I buy them in bulk, right? And I give them to the 6-year-old
and
the 2-year-old.
I know, I eat them when I'm at your house.
Yes, but I figured that maybe a 14-year-old doesn't want to open his lunchbox to some Tiny Teddy's.
Because I do, I will defend you.
Sandwich.
I will defend you like nearly all the time. It is bad, though, when your son is saying, can I have some health? Like when he's saying, could I just please have some lettuce, Mum? My body's just so starved of nutrition.
When I was a kid, if I had lettuce or tomato in my sandwich, it meant it would go soggy and I didn't want him to have to go through that again. Mm. And plus, I'm busy, you know. I'm just quickly making the sandwiches in the morning.
Oh, you're right. Lettuce is so time-consuming.
We don't have lettuce in our house because the kids don't like it. So I end up wasting their head of lettuce at the end of every week. So I don't buy. Anyway, I just realised that he, because he's too bloody polite.
Yeah, for years he's been stomaching down.
Hating his lunch.
Yeah.
And then he finally had the chat that he had to have with Mum.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was, I tried to make it as comfortable as it could be, but I'm sure it wasn't comfortable for him.
Yeah, it's an awkward chat.
Yeah. 131060. I want to hear about the chat you had to have with your mum.
Great.
Perhaps the tough conversation, mum or son, you know, either way.
Yeah, great.
Give it to us, 131060.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on 131060. What chat did you have to have with your mum?
Ollie had to inform me this morning that perhaps I could mix things up for his lunchbox because I've made him for a good 12 years Tiny Teddy's for lunch.
You've made him Tiny Teddy's for lunch, yes.
And a ham cheese sandwich and perhaps a yogurt in there occasionally. I mix things up with a Yakult for a while, but they went a bit warm at lunch.
Cool.
The excitement when you open your lunchbox.
Ollie, what do you got for lunch today, bro?
Boys, you are not going to believe it. Mum chucked in a yogi for you,
and
boy.
It's probiotic,
it's
boy.
It's good for your tummy.
Probiotics. Woo!
Anyway, I'll start mixing it up, all right? Michelle, what chat? Was it your mum that you had to have it with?
Yes, definitely. So there's four of us kids, and Mum used to have a production line going in the kitchen. And because she's Dutch, she likes the Duck River butter that's so salty, and she has it thicker than the spread that you're actually having on the bread, and it tastes disgusting with Nutella.
It sounds...
Oh, Nutella. Doesn't Nutella make everything taste okay?
Oh, no. Oh, Duck River butter and Nutella.
I mean, just the fact duck and Nutella don't seem to be words that should go together. Michelle, I don't know what Duck River butter is. I know you said then that it went on thick. And what did you say? You said something else about the taste?
It's just really salty. Dutch people like salty stuff. Like,
and you meant to cook with it, or you are meant to have it on like fresh bread?
Oh no, they have it thick on bread. They have it thick on crackers. They have it thick on milk arrowroot biscuits. Like it's gross.
Michelle, how did your mum take it? The news.
You can make your own lunch from now on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can reach the bench, you can spread your bread.
I mean, there is a little bit of me that absolutely understands your problem with the butter, but then there's another bit of me that thinks any kid getting Nutella is finding it hard to have sympathy,
but I understand that a whole thickness of butter wouldn't be enjoyable.
And when it's almost amazing and you've had it ruined by salty butter.
Yeah, it's unfair.
Thanks, Michelle.
Amy, what chat did your kid have to have with you?
So my daughter's asked me to sit in the car for when she does her sporting activities because she feels too much pressure when I'm around.
What do you do on the sidelines, Amy, you animal?
That's the thing, I don't do anything. I am completely supportive. I'm very quiet. But she says just me being there is too much pressure, so I have to wait in the car.
Can you leave, Amy?
No.
No,
I have to sit in the car off to the side so that she can't see the car. But then I'm still there.
Oh, you can so get away, go grab a coffee. She wouldn't know.
Oh, I was going to say, get a disguise. Get one of those fake glasses, big
just
nose.
Just sit in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mum, I know it's you.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, Ames, maybe she'll move through it soon and be happy. I mean, to take it as a win, you can get some other stuff done.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Read a book.
A bit of meantime, yeah.
Yeah.
Good on you, Ames. G'day, Amanda.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's good.
I got a really embarrassing call from my son one day, and he said, I need the Medicare number to go to the doctor now. I'm in pain.
Oh.
And I said, what's wrong? And I was really worried. And he goes, oh, it's a bit embarrassing. I said, what is it? And he goes, my balls are really sore. And I said, oh, you've got blue balls. And he goes, what? What?
Oh, you're a good mum.
You have to go and relieve yourself, and it'll feel much better. Oh, so you don't have to go to the doctor through all the embarrassment.
Oh, I think I prefer my sandwich chat with Ollie.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse.
What do you want me to get you?
Well, as you know, I'm a big wearer of Burberry Brit for men.
Yeah.
So I'd like one of those. And I do that on my top half. And then Chloe for Chloe, I spray on my feet.
Do you?
Yeah, just so they smell delicious.
Do you have a whole array of them and you wear a different one each day? Or do you stick with one fragrance for a couple of months?
Do you want my honest answer?
Yes.
I've worn the same fragrance for 10 years or something.
Have you?
Yeah.
Which one?
I've forgotten what it's called.
Can you get it at Chemist Warehouse?
Yeah, of course you can.
Great.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's at a great price. And if you find Versace. A cheaper price on the same item at another retail store, they'll match it and give you 10% off the difference.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure I get it at a discounted price for you for Christmas.
Thank you.
Hey, coming up next, we've only ever done this once before on the show, and the calls we got were fascinating.
Have you been dead?
We're doing it again next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I reckon if you can avoid it, maybe don't end up in a hospital in India. A lot of things seem to go.
So I just look at the list of things I had planned
what do you got?
For life.
You got something about
that
Ollie's
one's not on there, actually.
Good. Smart. I've always said that about you. An Indian man was declared dead following a motorbike accident in Muradabad. Which is east of New Delhi. Srikesh was 45, and he came off his bike, and they took him to hospital, and they said, well, this man's dead. Absolutely. And so they put his body in a freezer, and then when his family came to identify him, 6 hours later, they're like, this man's breathing. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Still alive. And you know...
But frozen. Was he then okay when he came back to life?
No, so he's in a coma. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's not the feel-good story we were hoping for because then this doctor, the
have
same...
You, God.
Then the same doctor who...
Why didn't you read this before we got on air?
Because I'm reading it now.
Yeah.
Then the same doctor who didn't know that he was alive said, our priority now is to save his life.
So would he, if they'd helped him at the time, he might have been okay. But I'm now sure because they whacked him in the freezer.
Yeah.
Well, oh, that's horrible.
But you know when you like hurt something, often you put an ice pack on it. So
you
maybe chucking
him
in the freezer
for six hours.
Well, he's still alive. Just. What? What? We don't.
You're on your own.
It's the other side of the world.
It's still a person.
But he's going to be okay. They said down the bottom here, he's showing great signs of recovery.
You've made that bit up.
He's here. He'll be back. Better than ever.
Yeah, are you writing that?
There we go. Right there. So there we go. That's good. Hey, Bickers, you said we've done this once before on the show.
We did. People who have passed away and then come back alive again.
Yeah.
And they were the most phenomenal stories of survival.
Which we've really set you up now to get no other calls. Because you'll be listening going, I can't wait to stick around and hear these amazing stories of survival. Let's hope there was more than the three we had from around Australia last time.
There were some we didn't get to last time. 13, 10, 60. If you did call through last time and you didn't get through, we want to hear your story of survival. When did you die and come back to life?
I've just got an update here on my phone about old mate in this news story. Yeah. He's recovering out of the coma, so that's good.
Eli, don't go, oh, he's making that up.
No, I'm not. Jesse, 13, 10, 60, when did you die and come back to life?
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy, and on 13, 10, 60, have you died?
Why, Tommy?
A man over in India, 45-year-old man, came off his motorbike, got to hospital, and they said, this man's dead, chucked him in the freezer, and then 6 hours later, his family came to identify him, pulled out a very cold but breathing body.
It would be still so bad to be buried alive.
Buried. Yes, I mean, this man wasn't, but
he was frozen.
He was frozen,
It's the same idea that you were screaming that, well, he wasn't screaming, but you're like, I'm alive, I'm alive.
Was it Belle that imagined herself buried alive the other day, and she thought because she had the S&S on her nails, it would be better at clawing at the top of the coffin? Was that the dreamy thought that you were having, producer Belle?
No, she's not interested.
And she's taking all the calls from people that have died. And I imagine they're quite long chats because it's obviously a very incredible story.
Because you never go like this. To life. I died and someone goes, that's cool, man. Great. What else is going on?
Stephen, tell us your story.
I was walking along the footpath at a nice Sunday morning, about 10:45 in the morning, and just collapsed like a bullet hit me. Had a heart attack on the side of the road, just on the footpath.
Stephen, had you ever had one before?
No, no symptoms, no signs, good cholesterol, good everything else, fairly healthy and things like that, and just collapsed on the side of the road.
Then what happened, Stephen?
Well, I'm still here. Luckily, a couple of nurses driving past saw me collapse and stopped and gave me CPR straight away, and they kept the CPR up until the ambulance arrived. And when the ambulance arrived, there was still no sort of vital signs or anything. And they gave me the paddles about 3 or 4 times and things like that. And then got me down to the hospital where there was still not much happening. And they eventually revived me down there, all the good doctors and nurses and things like that.
Wow, that's amazing. How fortunate they were driving past at that time.
Yes, and if it wasn't them giving me CPR straight away, I wouldn't be here to tell the story. So big thank you to the... for them to stop and give up their Sunday morning.
You were about to say, sorry, before I cut you off, Stephen, you said unfortunately. What was the rest of that sentence?
Unfortunately, I don't remember any of it.
Oh, Stephen.
So my memory's gone for about 3 days. It stops about 10 o'clock the night before and continues on a couple of days later when they woke me up in Melbourne and... put a stent in and sent me home and said, there you go, all fixed. And I said, thanks.
Stephen, I don't think that's a bad thing that you don't remember it.
Probably not.
Don't you think? I think, you know, your body does that a lot of time just with trauma as well.
It does. So I had to, of course, thank the CPR people for breaking all my ribs and things like that and can't roll over in bed or sit up or breathe properly for a little while, but that all recovers and they did the right thing.
Yeah.
Well, good that's a remarkable story, Stephen. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go to James. G'day, James.
Hi there, Tommy.
How are you, brother?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
It's good. What happened? Hi, have you been?
Hey, James.
Have you been dead?
I have. It was obviously a short time because I have no memory of it. Wow. I was dead, so I didn't know. But no, I'm a jockey, and I had a race fall at a country race meeting, and I was dead on the track, and the ambulance officers following the race field brought me back to life. And I finally got a ride in a helicopter. I've been waiting my whole life for a helicopter ride. And I have no memory of that helicopter ride. But then 5 years later, I recovered from that in 6 months. I was actually back racing again in 6 months' time. Yeah. And 5 years following that fall, I had another fall and broke my neck. And
oh my
the
God.
Same ambulance officer that brought me back to life on that first occasion, he stabilised me with a broken neck. And I was actually okay with a broken neck. I was knocked out, but it wasn't anything more severe than healing from that. And I'm back racing again now.
Oh, James, you've gone back again. And do you ride with fear or anything?
Not at all. I have no memory of the fall. So if you can't remember them, all it was a holiday. I got 6 months off on both occasions. So I'm back and I love what I do.
James, they often say with anything life-threatening that it will give you a new perspective or it might make you drastically change your approach to the way you live your life. Did anything change for you?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
From that first fall when I had the massive head injury, I appreciate every single day. I wake up in the morning and I've just got gusto into the day. And it makes me appreciate being alive, but it also makes me appreciate people around me that I love, and it's probably a good thing that's come out of that.
Hey, good on you, mate. It's great to hear your voice. Be as safe as you can.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, guys.
Gary and Tommy.
Yeah, that's where you're at for your Tuesday arvo, which means the paper quiz is coming up soon.
Ooh, because I've got a news story that I reckon you and everybody out there might love. A man in the States has been fined for putting up his Christmas lights too early.
Oh my God. I can't stand. See, my birthday is the beginning of December, and no Christmas things can happen until my birthday has happened.
Yes.
Growing up as a kid, I hated that I had a December birthday. So I was always like, guys, Christmas does not exist until I've had my birthday.
God before Jesus. I get it. he's getting fined $1,000 because he put his Christmas lights in November, and they've decided that is disruptive to the community and doesn't constitute.
But what about
Christmas?
All the grocery stores that put out bloody mince pies in July?
I can't bring you stories about them because I only have this one about a man in Florida.
I just feel like that's unfair for him. Like so many people would put their, I don't know why I'm now taking the opposite argument, but so many people would put their Christmas lights up in November.
Hang on, now I don't know why.
I'm confused myself, yeah, okay, I know. Yeah, anyway, okay. Yeah.
What's next?
Oh, we need to discuss eyebrows.
Yeah, thank
a
God.
A famous person's eyebrows.
Great.
What they've done to them is hectic.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
One of Ed Sheeran's new ones. It's called Overpass Graffiti. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday arvo.
Am I bringing you
this? You promised me brown news.
You said you were interested in it. Now I've got to find my sheets.
What do you think? I'm going to bring you the story about a celebrity's eyebrows.
Chrissy Teigen.
Yes.
She's had her eyebrows done. But if you're thinking, what she had done, she just had
a bit of feathering.
A bit of feathering. I had mine tattooed.
Oh, I know another word.
What?
Threading.
Threading. Very good.
Yes. Tinting.
Oh, my God. Have you had all these things done?
No. I haven't done anything to
do you get yours trimmed? They get a bit long at times?
Yeah, because I didn't think that was the thing that happened. And then in lockdown, they started going in my eyes.
And going grey in your eyes too. Remember you had a grey one in there?
Did I?
Or did we not discuss that with you? I think there might have been an off-air chat.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, Eli's telling me I cut them once. I don't even remember that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Do you know we could just do a whole lot of things we've done on this show again?
No.
And I'd think we were doing them the first time because my memory's so bad.
It would be like my mum watching a movie that she's watched before where it gets to 5 minutes before the end and she goes, oh, that's right, I've seen it. He dies.
No, Chrissy Teigen has revealed that she has had eyebrow hair transplants, which means she has had hair taken from the back of her head and transplanted into her eyebrows.
Thank God, because the alternative is just taking someone else's eyebrows when they sleep and transplanting them into your head.
Oh, I know some great eyebrows I'd steal.
Whose?
I don't have them off the top of my head, but I don't want to have to maintain them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
He's John Howard's?
Yeah, they're good.
No, I'm not taking John Howard's. Just I would like more brow. I'm a bit browless.
Yeah.
You know?
You're not browless.
Yeah, I plucked too much when I was a kid and now they don't look browless because they're feathered now.
Oh, have you had feathering done?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Anyway, she's shown photos of herself right after surgery and right before surgery, but I had no idea that you could transplant hair from the back of your head onto your eyebrows.
Because I know a bloke who was going to Turkey to get his back hair transplanted onto his head.
What?
They take a bit of
He was back. Bald.
He was bald, yeah.
Isn't that interesting that he was bald but had a hairy back?
That's what happens, yeah.
Is that quite common?
That's what happens, yeah, because baldness is, I think too much testosterone, which also means more body hair.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so you end up bald on top, but making up for it with a rug everywhere else.
So what do they do? They just pluck them out and then implant
them?
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But it was a procedure that, like, I don't know if they don't do it here or it's just too expensive here, but he was going to go over there and just get his back hair on the old top of the dome. Just picturing those scraggly back hairs on your head.
Didn't Pip tell us that? Pip, weren't you telling us a story about someone that had something put somewhere on their bodies?
Something put somewhere.
I don't
somewhere.
Remember the details.
Yeah, they put their fat from their thighs in their boobs.
I mean, genius.
Is that?
So
instead of implants, they just inject your boobs with fat?
Yep.
Wow, I didn't know that was a thing.
No, I didn't either. There's so many things we don't know are a thing.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Yeah, butt boobs was one of the ones.
131060. What's a thing on your body we didn't know about? What have you had removed from somewhere else and put it somewhere else on your body?
Yeah, what have you got and we guess where you've stuck it?
Yes. Give us a call. 131060.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy. And what have you got where on 131060?
We're learning a lot of things. Chrissy Teigen has had a hair transplant on her eyebrows. So she's had hair taken from the back of her head and put on her eyebrows.
Question
and now she's got
the
these luscious brows.
Will they grow as long as the hair at the back of her head?
That's a really interesting question.
I can't wait till I see two eyebrows with ponytails.
Like little plaits?
Yeah. These are my pigtails. They're the sign.
But yeah, apparently you can get hair from your back, put on your head.
Yes, that was from a mate of mine who was going to go to Turkey to get that done.
Fat sucked out of your butt and put in your boobs?
Oh, that makes more sense.
What do you mean?
I thought it was like chunks. It's just like liquid almost, is it?
I'm assuming. I don't know. I haven't had it
done. I was picturing like a steak, like a bit of butt steak chucked on your chest.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
No. Erin, do you know much about the butt to boob transplant?
Oh, look, I've heard of it, but that's not why I'm calling.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Why are you calling?
Yes, I'm calling to tell everybody about this thing that's called a fecal microbiota transplant that basically involves somebody else's poo getting put inside your colon.
Oh, I understand why you want to tell everybody about this. Of course,
Erin. So why? What does it stop?
So it's a certain type of intestinal infection that unfortunately I've had recently. And if it comes back again, that's sort of my next step in the treatment.
So what does someone else's feces change
this.
The balance in your colon or something?
That's right. So the reason that this sort of infection comes about is sort of an imbalance in the good bacteria versus this particular bad bacteria. So the way to treat it is to introduce a large amount of new good bacteria to sort of kick it out.
So, and this might sound like a weird question, but is it just anybody's fecal matter? Like where do they get the other fecal matter from?
Look, so I believe there is sort of a bank of donors, but in my case I would be using, you know, a relative.
Oh, right.
I'd be selective. Yeah.
Deb, you've got your Rello picked
so
out.
This is so fascinating, Erin.
Do you know specifically who, Erin?
Yeah. Did you ask them, how did that conversation go?
I don't reckon you even have a conversation, do you? They just go, why is there a basket in the toilet?
You do. It's my son. He's only 7, but he's, he's keen to help out with
it. Good on you, Erin. Well, I hope it helps you out. I hope it makes it better for you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, good on you, Erin. Thank you. Let's go to Tom. G'day, Tom.
Hey, how you going?
You thinking about having a fecal transplant, Tom?
Not this time.
Okay, what have you...
I'm trying to correct you on your back hair to the forehead operation.
Yeah.
It's definitely the back of your head hair gets put onto your front of your head because my mate had it done as well in Turkey.
Oh, in Turkey as well?
And does it look good, Tom?
How funny are all these...
It actually ends up growing back really well.
Wow. All these bald blokes flying into Turkey and then blokes with full head to hair leaving.
Their passports look different on the way out. Yeah. All right. That's good on you, Tom.
Good on you, Tom. Thank you.
And what about Craig? Craig, what have you had put where?
Hello, Kerry and Tom. I have had my large intestine moved and fashioned into a new rectum.
Wow.
So I had cancer.
Yeah.
And the cancer is called an adenocarcinoma, and it comes back all the time. To prevent it coming back, they remove your rectum, and then they fashion a new rectum out of your large intestine. But what they do is have to, so you understand when you're full and you need to go to the bathroom, they transfer over the nerve endings out of the old rectum into the new one, and, basically build it, and it will come.
So what do they do, Craig, in terms of your intestine? You just use your small intestine as your intestine, is that right?
No, I still have my... the large intestine is apparently about 5 feet long.
Oh,
and they use the last 30 centimetres to create a new rectum, yeah.
Oh, Craig, that's awesome. So what does that mean for you in terms of your recovery and everything in cancer?
Well, I'm cancer-free, thanks to, some good professors. And I had a pretty radical sort of operation. A lot of other doctors wouldn't have, done what I had done. But I had two professors from Strathfield Private Hospital do it. And it's been 105 years later, it's 100% success.
Oh, Craig, that's so awesome. Everything's
functioning the way it's supposed to function. I'm cancer-free. It's not going to come back, So, it's a great ending.
Good on you, Craig.
How amazing science. Good on you, mate. Good on you.
Thanks, guys.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home the Savo. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Still to come the paper quiz, but up next, actually, this is a quiz for you.
Yeah.
Who's making this noise?
Is that me in the bedroom?
That would actually be quite cute. I'd be into a guy making that noise.
No, you're saying you'd be into a guy making that noise because you know who that is. And
oh, I'm not into him, though.
Not?
Oh, no.
Because I thought he was old enough and wealthy enough to fit in your...
No. I like them, old and kept, not unkept.
You like John Howard.
He was kept. But who were...
You had a dirty dream about Hughesy. That man is a lot of things, but kept is not one of them.
Okay, all right. Let's not get bogged down in who
is it kempt or kept?
Good question. I've always wondered that. Unkempt or unkept? Unkempt. I think it's M.
Kempt.
Unkempt.
He's kempt.
Anyway, we're going to discuss the man who made this noise. Next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon, which means the paper quiz is coming up next.
If you've ever wondered what UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson would sound like if he was reading your kid a bedtime story about cars, this is how he'd sound.
It's so much smarter than what I was going to go with because I was trying to guess what you were going to say then and I thought it was going to be what Boris Johnson would sound like if he was a car. And yours makes so much more sense than mine.
He doesn't really make much sense at all, let's be honest. He was at some announcement about the UK's electric vehicle system. Let's not get bogged down in what it was about or where it was, but let's just say...
There's a whole page here,
but it's not stuff anyone cares about. Yeah. What you care about is the fact that he was a fumbling, mumbly mess, like he often is, which is quite adorable because he's not our Prime Minister, you know? So first of all, he got up to the lectern and, God, he couldn't, he couldn't find his notes.
Forgive me.
At least I don't make those noises.
It's the breathing, the heavy breathing into the microphone,
unfit,
isn't it?
Mate.
Also, that's a lectern. It's not even a lapel. He can move away. It's not like he's attached to the microphone. Just take one step back,
Anyway, then he went on to talk about electric cars and somehow he started talking about Peppa Pig World.
Who's been to Pans? I mean, anybody's been to Peppa Pig World. I was a bit hazy what I would find at Peppa Pig World, but I loved it. And Peppa Pig World is very much my kind of place. It has very safe streets, discipline in schools, heavy emphasis on new mass transit systems, I notice, even if they're a bit stereotypical about Daddy Pig.
It's very fun to kind of bubble about like that, isn't it?
I can't even imagine him at Peppa Pig World. I didn't even know there was a Peppa
Pig
World.
Did you see the photo that they put up of him at Peppa Pig World? It's him sitting on a ride with a funny hat on.
He's wearing like a ride for like a two-year-old.
Yeah, he's wearing like a fez in the back of a little car.
That's terribly fun, isn't it? Brum, brum, rah, rah.
But then I thought, like, what does he know about cars anyway? Mm. Well, apparently quite a lot.
The pace of change is now going to accelerate like a new Tesla, because I can tell you as a former motoring correspondent, EVs may not burble like sucking doves, and they may not have that rum, rum, rah, rah that you love, but they have so much torque that they move off the lights faster than a Ferrari.
I didn't know he was a former motoring correspondent.
No, and he sounds exactly like a car.
Oh, that's
very good. Rah,
rah. That's right. I remember he was the chief writer for that car magazine. What was it? Vroom, vroom, rah, rah, weekly.
But you were telling us before that you've got a car that you're driving in.
Oh, my gosh, guys. I've got a Porsche. Don't worry. And yes, it's a
Porsche.
Rental.
Isn't it Porsche? Did you say Porsche?
We did this like a few weeks ago on the show.
And is it Porsche?
Yeah, Porsche.
I don't know if it is.
Once you're in one, you know.
I think people have told you that just to mock you. So you're borrowing a Porsche, let's be clear.
No, well, I'm a Porsche driver now.
For a week?
For a week, yes. I'm doing an event for Porsche, and so they wanted me to try their new Taycan, the electric car.
Do you wear those glasses when you're in it? Because you'd look like a right old knob.
Yeah.
With those on?
Yeah, I do.
You're aviators.
I do.
Because you're a pilot now.
I took Sonda for a ride in the Taycan, and you nearly cried?
It's actually amazing, but it was terrifying.
It's the most
Why
amazing
was it terrifying?
Car.
Because it's got so much torque. So it just goes
it's
from
got
zero
so
to...
so much torque, Boris. What does got so much torque
It goes
mean?
Really quickly. It goes really quickly from zero to hero. So suddenly you're like,
right.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make a sound, is that right?
No, except you can put it on sports mode and then it comes through the speakers and goes vroom, vroom, rah,
so hold
rah.
On, to the outside world it's quiet.
No,
but
I don't actually know if when it goes past you it goes vroom, vroom, rah, rah. But inside it sounds like a spaceship inside.
Does it?
Yeah.
But then they give you the sound, what, just to make you feel like you're still in a car?
Yeah, you can just turn that off. It's just a little feature. Don't screw up your face like it's bad. It's the funnest thing ever.
I just think it's funny to make a quiet car and then go, but you still want to feel like you're in a car, so let's make some sounds come over a speaker.
But isn't it quiet because it's electric and we're saving the environment?
Yeah, but why do we need to hear it then?
Because you're used to it
also,
feeling...
But why are you angry about the funnest thing?
Because I want to drive a Porsche. But anyway, the funniest part about the whole thing was after his mumbling, bumbling mess, he went to do an interview with a reporter. And look, the reporter summed it all up, really.
In your speech to the CBI, you lost your notes, you lost your place, you went off on a tangent about Peppa Pig. Frankly, is everything okay?
Makes me laugh. I'd love to ask someone that.
One of our producers just told us we did that Porsche topic in February.
Yeah, well, my mind doesn't go that far back.
I did not remember. As I said, Biggers, just a few weeks ago.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Gary, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later.
Afterwards.
Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Gary, Bickmore, Tommy, Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
It's take a quiz time.
Yeah.
We should put it out as a song because I think it only costs you, it's something like... maybe $5,000. It's a really small amount of money to make your song go number one.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah.
You just pay.
Because you just buy it enough times. Because there's so few people buying music.
Did you see that thing that Adele has made Spotify make the her whole album? Mm. You can't shuffle it. You have to listen to each song in order because she's like, artists spend a long time putting their songs in order to take you on a journey.
You don't have to listen to it at all.
Yeah. What have you got for us, Jess?
Question number one. London hosted the 2012 Olympic Games and became the first city in history to do what?
What? I don't understand the question.
They hosted in 2012 and became the first city to do. What happened? What was monumental about the...
I feel like it's something along the lines of how many times they've hosted, but Athens has hosted it twice as well, haven't they?
So maybe they've hosted three times?
To do it three times? Has London had it three times?
Have they?
I don't know. I honestly still don't really understand the question.
Yeah, let's say they're the first place to have it three times.
Okay. Question number two. Major Margaret Hoolihan or Hoolihan in the TV series MASH has what nickname?
Hot Lips. Hot Lips Hoolihan.
Ooh. Question number
three. Best theme song of all time.
What do you mean? Yeah.
Yeah. You all mocked me when I said that the other day.
Oh, sorry. Not the greatest. Not actually.
It is.
I wasn't
harking
back. Okay.
Although I've been watching a lot of Seinfeld lately. Seinfeld's one's so good.
Can we do same, but because it does TV things.
That's a great fun idea.
It's going to be so easy for you to guess them after you've recorded them.
Question number three. Which national award recognising outstanding achievement in any endeavour was first bestowed in 1960?
Nobel
Prize, maybe? Yeah.
Would it have been before that?
Or the Guinness? 60s? Not the Guinness Book of Records. The man with the longest beard.
What are some of
Is Nobel maybe 60s? International or national? Because this says national award.
Australian of the Year or something?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Bang. Good stuff. What's your one?
A Order of Australia.
Yes. Is it those? Or is that the same thing?
No, they're different.
Oh.
I don't know. Oh, I should have done some research on the award that I got.
Yeah. Mm. When did you get yours? Was it 1960?
It's not that funny.
Question number
old
four.
Old jokes get old real quickly.
Question number four. Who was Anne Boleyn?
Boleyn.
Yep. Only surviving child born in 1533.
Oh. She was married to Henry VIII.
Oh.
And was it...
Would they have a George or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or an Edward?
What Eli?
Isn't it Elizabeth?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Great. Elizabeth.
The Queen.
The Queen wasn't born in.
It could be called it. It could be Elizabeth, though.
Do you think the Queen is Henry VIII's daughter?
Maybe. Yeah, I think she is descended from him.
And she could be an Elizabeth.
Yeah, why not? Sure. Or Victoria.
Do you reckon?
Let's
or
go.
Anne.
Yeah, okay. Or Kyle. Dwayne? Is it Jagger?
Are there any? It'd be so fun to find the oldest name that's not royal.
Is there a King Kyle?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, question number five. LIM is the code for which city's airport?
Lima?
Lima.
Is it?
Yeah.
Lima?
Hmm.
Oh. Okay. Answers. Question number one. Sorry, that just really surprised me.
The judge didn't like that.
Bit of attitude. Okay.
Question number one. London was the first city in history to host the Olympics three times.
Wow! Well done, everybody.
Wow. Question number two. Margaret Hoolihan in the TV series MASH has what nickname? Yeah, Hot Lips.
Mm. Yes, thank you.
Question number three. Which national award recognising outstanding achievement in any endeavour was first bestowed in 1960? It is Australian of the Year.
Woo! Good job.
Question number four. Who was Anne Boleyn's only surviving child born in 1533?
Come on, Lizzie.
Eli was Victoria. Absolutely panned for suggesting Elizabeth. It is Queen Elizabeth.
Yay! Oh, Eli!
We're going to take that. We're going to count that.
Oh, my
absolutely.
God, we're going to get five from five.
For five from five. LIM is the code for which city's airport? It is Lima.
Yay! Well done, everybody.
Okay. Maybe next hour we'll play again.
Yep.
Great.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon, and there is still plenty more to come, the Savo guys.
I want to do a bit of visual content.
Yeah, love it. It's my favourite content.
I want to show you. It's a new Instagram account to follow called Discovery_Earth, and it's incredible pictures from all around Earth.
Yeah.
Only, I discovered this one. Look at this. This is art. Have a look at what can you see there? Describe that to us.
It's a man sitting on a broken down bus. Okay. I think I know what's going
to
happen here.
And then a swipe to your right.
Yep.
Swipe across to your right. No, other way. Right.
Oh, yep. Yes. It's a
just a square cement cube.
Awesome. So he painted drawn the on broken 3D. Down bus and then drawn the shadows on the wall and stuff. So it looks.
So go across to.
Are we allowed to put this on our socials?
No way. Discovery Earth will sue.
Look at that one.
What's the rule? Just screenshot
it,
web guy.
It's a car that says classic, but I'm going to guess.
Yep. It's not painted. A car at all. It's painted that, 3D
this is good
onto
stuff.
A square cement block.
Oh, have a look at that one, Bickers. What does that look like?
Oh, it looks like a train.
Guess what it is?
It's a wall.
No, that's actually a train. I just went into train shots. But, you know, it's good to mix
anyway,
things
if you
up.
Need some, if you need a bit of quirky art to follow,
hey,
go Discovery underscore.
You should get into graffiti.
Me?
What would your tag be? Big
oh.
dog.
No, remember that guy did the picture on a wall of my Ed Sheeran?
Yes.
I'd tag that.
Would you?
I'd go recreate
You'd
that.
You'd go tag Ed Sheeran's face around.
Look Is that out, not how it works?
Look out for some Sheerans around town.
Or just do my Carrie Love Heart B thing.
Yeah, that'd be intimidating.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Gary, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Gary, Bickmore, Tommy, Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time. Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time. It's paper quiz time.
Yeah.
How many times have we done 10 out of 10? Just once, right?
Only once. But we've been getting quite a lot of 5 out of 5s recently.
Yeah. I still remember the only time we got 0 was when we had Malcolm Turnbull. Remember? Our guest quiz master.
All righty, question number 6. Queensland's coastal holiday strip is called Surfers What?
Paradise. Oh my God. What is this? What? Is this a kid's version? When I can answer them, we know something's going wrong.
Yeah, I
agree.
It
is Surfers Paradise. Question number 7. Which team won the 2021 NRL Grand Final?
Oh, God. Why? Why do I
Panthers.
Not remember?
Yeah. Was it?
Good. Bickers.
Question number 8. Which Aussie band released the compilation album 20,000 Watt RSL?
20,000 Watt RSL. Hang on.
Compilation. What? Say that again.
Sorry, 20,000 Watt as in the electricity measurement.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the name of the album.
Say,
20,000 Watt RSL.
Was it 30-odd foot of grunt?
Can you say the question again? Which band?
Which
Aussie band
released
that?
The compilation album 20,000 Watt RSL?
I mean,
sounds like an
Oil. Midnight Oil.
Midnight Oil.
Oh, it was Midnight Oil.
While the beds are burning.
Question number 9. The Great Pyramid of Giza is located in which country?
Oh, my God.
What? Is this not Egypt? I even
quit.
Know the answer to these.
I'm out.
Don't, because we might get 10 out of 10.
Oh, for the second time we've ever got 10 out of 10. Oh, wow.
You didn't get my jibe either.
I did.
Well, then why didn't you respond?
Because I just didn't find it amusing and it's still a little raw for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't go out the night before your big exam and you pass next time.
Well, you could, yep. Yeah, suck that as well. Was that too aggressive?
Yes.
Suck that. Sorry. Nah, it wasn't.
Okay.
For 10 out of 10, which Mongol emperor is mentioned in a famous poem by Samuel Taylor Coleridge?
It'll be the...
Genghis Khan.
Yeah, Genghis Khan.
Surely.
Oh, my God,
don't know
guys.
Any others.
Yeah.
It was Kublai Khan.
Sorry? Sorry?
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the show's over, Carrie and Tommy can go and sort their Christmas shopping. This Christmas, why not give the gift of a great fragrance from Chemist Warehouse? Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.